Good evening, everyone in Audio Booland. It's Monday the 9th of March, and this is therefore day 9 of Marching On. And I'm afraid it's not going to be very exciting, not that any of mine have been so far. I'm just going to start preparing shepherd's pie, and then I'm actually going to peel all the potatoes now. And what I do with the lamb, it's minced lamb, and what I do is actually, you're supposed to fry it, but I don't like frying stuff. So what I actually do with it is I bake it in the oven for a while, not for too long, and then I just put it, incorporate it into the pie as I would anyway. I'm just choosing some potatoes. This will be for two people. It's probably very generous for two people, but Ronan won't eat this. He's got some pasta for his dinner. And I don't eat it because I don't eat meat, of course. So what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to peel the potatoes, get them in the pan ready. I'm not going to put them on yet. The same with the meat, I'm going to prepare it, which is just means to put it in a, just with a little tiny bit of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil I've used, it's just really to grease the baking tray. And then I will actually just go and do dialysis. And I'm not going to record that because it's long and tedious and extremely boring. And if anyone wants to hear how I do that, there is a boo in June last year, which was part, I believe, of Audio Mode. So if anyone has a hankering to listen to such a thing, there's where you can do it. Then I'll come down and I may continue this. Because I'll just put the potatoes on to boil and the meat on to bake a little bit, and then while I'm doing that I make the stock, which is, it's a minted lamb stock with stock cubes and mint sauce. Hello. He's laughing. That's Ronan, he's laughing at me. Oh, I didn't mean to put that on there. You've distracted me now.
No, you're in the way.
I beg your pardon, I'm in the way. This is my domain in the kitchen. Unless you want to make the shepherd's pie, do you?
Okay. Made dinner the other day.
Oh, no.
Well, helped anyway.
I had some tuna, it's made me so thirsty. Mm. What flavour is this squash one, please?
It's polenta. No, some fruit.
Okay. Do you like that strawberry one?
I don't drink juice, I just drink water.
Shall I tip it away?
No.
Because I don't drink that because it's kiwi. That's kind of like it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave it then. Oh, kiwi,
man. Yes.
For God's sake, kiwi. Why are you so funny with things like that?
Because it made my tongue come up in blisters. Or, not the squash. When I ate raw kiwi the last time. I think my concerns at this point in time, and I'm sure that they shared by parents, and
also... What are you actually doing? Okay.
A cake?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
Eating it.
Cutting it?
No.
Oh.
The little mini cake.
Oh, can I just get there?
No, you're trying to get one of these.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get a peeler.
Joking.
Joking? Where's the peeler all gone? That knife's no good for potatoes.
Is there?
Where? Okay. Oops, just walked. I left it. Oh. Wacker's trying to come out of his room. Wacker's in trouble because he was bullying Pinky. Oh no.
It's so much easier to get on peeler.
I can't use the other peeler. I wish I could because it probably wouldn't be so bad. Got a bad finger. I haven't been to the doctors about it yet. It's a bit swollen, the first joint of my right forefinger. But it's not really the joint. It feels like it's something to do with the nail. But I don't think it is. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't been to the doctor's. I will go eventually. Because I looked up stuff like that and they said it could be gout, which would make sense. Because that's a build-up of uric acid, which might be because I haven't been dialysing as I should sometimes. But it might not be that. It might be, could be an infection in the joint, but it hasn't got any worse. It's not red either. I don't think it's just arthritis. I haven't got any arthritis. I know some people of my age, or much younger than me actually, have, because I've heard them talking about it. Oh, I'm so thirsty. That blasted tuna. I had it for lunch. It was a late lunch, granted. Had it on toast. I just mixed it with a little bit of mayonnaise and mustard. I never get thirsty now because when you're on dialysis, the sort of dialysis I'm on, you've got 2 extra litres of fluid in your stomach. Well, not your stomach, actually your abdomen. I'm trying to find room in the fridge for my water. So when I actually do get thirsty, I know I've eaten something that's really not good. This tuna's got a lot of salt in it. I was going to rinse it out, and then I thought, well, it hasn't got a lot of flavour, and that's just going to take it all away. I think I need to not buy the one in brine. I need to get the one in oil, because it's not so salty. What if they do one in olive oil? They do sardines in olive oil. Anyway, my minted lamb, my shepherd's pie with minted lamb stock, I mean, you know what I mean, has garlic in it, and various other seasonings, like mixed herbs. These potatoes have been in the fridge and they're making my hands really cold. It's not that cold today. It's been quite overcast here. Ovi's at work. Connor's home at the moment, and he went out today. So he went and bought a load of food for him. Well, he got me a pasta salad, which I might have for my dinner later. I'm not sure. I'm not really that hungry. So he probably won't want this till a bit later, because he went and got himself some kind of thing with crayfish tails and a duck wrap. I don't know what he got Ronan. Oh, I think he got him a sandwich and a milkshake, but some cakes or something. I might need one more potato, I think. To peel this in a weird way, because if I peel it in my normal way, I use the old-fashioned type of peeler with a slot down the middle. It's just like a straight one, like a knife. I can't peel things with a knife. I can, but it's too slow, and I take off a big, thick part of the skin, which is where all the goodness is in a potato. So I use one of these. I've got two, so I like to have a backup. But we've got this easy peeler, which the kids can use. It's like a V-shaped thing. I can use it, but I don't find it as fast. But I wish I did, because I have to do this in a certain way so that I don't put pressure on that joint. In fact, that might even be how it started. I don't know. I've been listening to quite a few booze today. I've had a very lazy day, I'm afraid. Well, it's not really lazy, it's that mostly because I didn't... Hold on, I don't think I'm going to get this in time. Oh, okay. Sorry? Okay. There should be a phone in the kitchen, but people, including myself, don't always think to put them back on the stand. Yeah, that was just someone calling from Nigeria. I don't sleep. I'm not sleeping at the moment. And my sleeping pattern's getting worse. It's actually at the point where I hate it the most. And that's when I go to sleep late. And when I mean late, I wouldn't say late, I mean 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not waking up till gone lunchtime now. And it'll get to that stage. And then it'll revert back to normal. In a week, maybe 2 weeks, or maybe even by the end of this week, it'll go to night time, and it'll be like that for about 2 weeks, and then it'll go back. It's really weird. It really gets me down, but there's not really anything I can do about it, so I'll have to go with it. But it means that the days are very short and the nights are very long for me. So I listened today. It takes me a bit of time to wake up. And I feel very disorientated when I wake up in the afternoon, or lunchtimes. So I woke up and I listened to reports. I downloaded a load of booze from yesterday because it's easier than trying to look for them again. So I went and listened to all of those. Well, there was about 14, actually. None of them were very long ones. I was listening to one by Claire Randall about International Women's Day, about women's equality, and while I'm all for it, and I'm not an out and out feminist, but I'm certainly for women's rights, and I think we should be treated equally. And I do think that we have got, you know, men and women can work very well as a team, because we are, Claire is right in that we are very different. We do think differently. I know it's a bit stereotypical, but usually it's true. I think women tend to be more emotional. And even in the upbringing of the kids, Obi's pointed this out to me. He said, women are very emotional with their children and the fathers are more practical. He said, I say things like, oh, poor Ronan, I feel sorry for him because he can't get a job. Let me buy him lots of nice things from Tesco's and let him choose some DVDs. To make him feel better, and when he sees his dad says, "What are you doing about getting a job?" Which is actually funny, but it's true. I do think we think differently, not just about things like that, but generally. I think women are usually very often be very intuitive where men aren't. I'm not saying no men aren't. I'm not saying all women are. I'm not saying no men are intuitive, and I'm not saying all women are intuitive. But that's a bit of a generalisation, but that's how I often find it. I think we are very mentally strong, and it's not about so much about defending. Well, yeah, it is defending the position we've reached, because we had to fight to get there. Men, you know, since time began, have always been seen as the head of the family. You know, the head of this, the head of that, the big hunter, the protector of the family, the breadwinner. What the dog's doing in there? And women are the ones that stay at home, look after the kids, do the cooking. Stereotypically. I'm just going to see what that noise was. I heard a kind of scuffling sound, and when I hear that, it wasn't very much, but it makes me worry because it reminds me of when Niall has fits, but he hasn't had one. And so we have had to fight to get anywhere, and you know, there is still a lack of women in boardrooms and head of companies and things like that, but I do think that sometimes when, because of this, it's a shame because of this, when women do attain a position of power, they're often very ruthless kind of women that aren't exactly likeable. I mean, look at Maggie Thatcher. She was a very powerful woman, but I can't honestly say with my hand on my heart that she was likeable. Far from it. You get women in power and they can be really awful because they've got to be keeping up. No one could think if a man was like that. If I've got any problems that I need to deal with, like, say, debts or something, you know, where I need to speak to somebody and it's a bit difficult, I'd always, always rather speak to a man. I don't know why it should be, but I find that women can, these women that work in call centres and stuff, I'm not saying men can't be horrible because I've had some horrible men as well. I mean, I've spoken to some horrible men. I've dealt with some horrible men, but I find the women are very often very hard, and you often can't get a laugh out of them. Mind you, there's been men like that. I spoke to one last week. There was a big overpayment on my tax credits. It was a real big mistake, and I've got to pay some money back. It's quite a lot of money actually, but it's all sorted. But when I spoke to them, I was trying to set up a payment plan. It wasn't my fault. Absolutely wasn't my fault. I actually started to do a boo about this, but something happened and it got corrupted or something, and I never finished it. I'm not going to go into it now, but because I was very upset at the time. It was such a messed up, their system is so messed up, the HMRC. I was setting up the payment plan, and he said to me, can you foresee any change? He was a very dour Scotsman. He said, can you foresee any change in the next year that might mean that you can't make these payments? Because it's £100 a month. This is what I've chosen to pay in order to pay it off quickly. Actually, I'm paying some of it, but Obi's paying the rest of it. But I said, well, I don't think so. Well, not unless I die. And it was tongue-in-cheek, and it was a joke, but it could happen to anybody, but, you know, I have got a life-threatening condition, of course. I mean, it shouldn't be anything like that happening if all goes according to plan, but no one can foresee what's going to happen in the future. So I did say it as a joke, but with a serious undertone, but I did laugh when I said it. Well, not unless I die, of course. And I said, oh, well, I hope that's not going to happen. And he just didn't even... Oh, he was so humourless. I laughed about it anyway. I don't usually laugh at my own jokes, but what I laughed at wasn't what I'd said. It was his reaction that he didn't even... Oh, he was so serious, you know. I know it's not a laughing matter, but if he's going to ask me a question like that, how can I know? Who knows what's around the corner? If I was working, I wouldn't know whether I can still have a job in a year. Nobody does. Nobody can be that certain about anything now. My food waste bin needs emptying. It's full of potato peelings now. Okay. A meat on the go. Not on the go, but... So, in my household, I think we're equal. We pay for different things. Obi's the one that's working at the moment. I can't really work in the current position, but I have worked in the past, and then I gave up work to bring up my children with my first husband, and then I did go back to work part-time for... how long is that? 4 or 5 years. I only worked a morning and an afternoon a week. My shelf came off into the door of the freezer. So that's a lot. I haven't worked since 2009, I think. It's bloody olive oil, that's it. Anyway, we pay for different things, but I do consider, kind of think I suppose I am in a way, the head of the household, only in admin terms, because my name's on everything. My name's on the tenancy, and he's listed as living here along with my two sons. But his name isn't, you know, he's not the tenancy holder. I am. I'm the sole tenancy holder. And all the bills are in my name, apart from his phone bill. So while he contributes, everything's in my name, because he's only been here just over, well, a year and 4 months now. I'm sure one day we'll, you know, things might be different one day. It was very hard at first, because I'm used to saying my bedroom. I'm going upstairs to my bedroom, my room. And he called me up over it once, and I felt really bad, because I didn't mean it like that. I mean, this was last year. He said, it's our room. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry. He said, when you talk like that, you make me feel like you don't really think, you know, I can't remember what he said now, but I felt really bad, because I never meant it to be like that. It's just because I lived here on my own without him before. And, I haven't had never had a problem with thinking of it as our room. And in fact, after our fire, we had to get new furniture. This was before we came here. You can cook this from frozen, by the way. That's a pound of Tesco's. What's that? That looks like a bone. No, I don't think it is. It's just frozen. It's not in bits. That bit. I'm going to buy it fresh next time, because when you cook it and it's frozen, it kind of goes to half of what it was. Well, it's a pound, but some of that's obviously water, I think, or fat. Because when he came here, I said to, you know, before he came here, I said to the kids, I want you to know that he's given up his home abroad to come here, you know, to live with us, and this is as much home, his home, as it is ours. You know, and I don't want any unpleasantness, and there's never been any. Because he's very nice, he's very easygoing, he doesn't throw his weight around, he never has done, so. Sorry if the tinfoil makes a horrible noise. It's actually the really crappiest tinfoil we've ever bought. It's Sainsbury's own. I usually get Tesco's own cheap one, and it's fine. But this is really thin and it tears extremely easily. Now I'm just going to put it in there. I won't put it on. So I'm very conscious. Oh yes, when we bought the furniture, I've got a built-in wall. I've got a built-in wardrobe. And before, when before the fire, and before Obi came to the UK, that was where I kept odds and ends, old, you know, like suitcases. It's got several shelves in it and a bit at the top. And I kept all my photographs and my Perkins Braillers, all three of them stacked up, and a lot of books and books on CDs and Braille books. All those have gone. Well, the Braillers haven't. I kept them. One of them's absolutely filthy. I've just shoved it in its case, because that one wasn't in a case, because I've only got two cases. I don't know why. So, let me let the cat out. I actually use that wardrobe for my own stuff now, clothes and things. I can still fit a lot of odds and ends in there as well, you know, like lots of different bags with things in, and my jewellery and all the things like that, shoes and everything. And still photographs, and some photographs and memorabilia at the top. So when we had to get a new... and I used to keep my clothes in a separate wardrobe, which was condemned because of smoke damage. So when we got all new furniture, I actually got the wardrobe and said, it's his, and I'll have the cupboard. And my mum said, oh, why, you don't go and give everything to him, you know, when he comes over here.
you should have that. And I said, no, I don't want that, actually. I've got more room, to be honest, I've got more room in the cupboard for all my clobber, because I knew that he wasn't coming with much. I mean, he's acquired stuff since he's been here, but I've still got a load of junk that goes in the bottom of that cupboard, which wouldn't fit in that wardrobe. But it's a really lovely piece of furniture. It's oak. And, you know, it's nice. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but I thought in terms of him, you know, I made sure he had room, that I didn't fill up all the drawers, because I could easily do that. I can spread all my junk around all over the place, believe me. But we've got a chest of drawers that's got three deep drawers and two small ones at the top. So we've got one of those each, the small ones. And I've got the bottom two and he's got the middle one, because on his wardrobe he's actually got a drawer underneath. So we've both got two big drawers. We haven't got room for two chest of drawers. We've both got a bedside locker each with a drawer. So, you know, I was conscious to make him feel at home, not make him feel like he was just getting the leftovers like the old cupboard. And at first, it was a bit difficult at first. I think I didn't realise I was longing to get him here, and of course I've got no regrets at all. At all. It's only been good. But it was, you know, it did take me a bit of time to get used to sharing my space with someone else again, because I hadn't done it for nearly seven years. But it wasn't difficult, because we do work well together. I mean, we have our ups and downs, and sometimes we, you know, get annoyed or get irritated with one another, but generally we get on very well as a team. And we do, you know, in Nigeria, the men are very much in control, really. I mean, it's not like an Islamic country, although part of the north and the northeast, where all the trouble is mainly, you know, mainly a Muslim part of the country. And a lot of them are very strict Muslims, where, you know, women really don't have a lot of say in what goes on. But he's not from that part. He's from the southern part. He's from a Christian background. But even so, women, I mean, you can get some very, very tyrannical women. I mean, his mother, for instance, she's a stepmother, because his real mum died. But she's quite a formidable woman, really. She really is. She's a principal of a secondary school, but she's one formidable lady, believe me. So they're not downtrodden, but at the end of the day, the husband really has the last say. You know, it's understood. You know, she might argue and she might get mad, and not my mother-in-law, I'm talking about women in general, but at the end of the day, it's understood that the man is head of the household. In fact, I've told this story before, but when I went to apply for a visa to visit Nigeria by myself, because I'm blind and a white woman travelling alone, they could only allow me to go if my son, who was only 18 at the time, wrote a letter saying that I understood the danger. I was putting myself in the potential danger. Because I didn't have a husband at the time. Me and Obi weren't married then. He was considered the head of my family. And that's from the High Commission in London. So they've got a long way to go in that respect. So it's understood. But having said that, when we went into our marriage, on the first day after we got married and we came back to the hotel room, he was very, very clearly wanted me to understand that he was never going to dominate me, and that our relationship wasn't like that. You know, I mean, he's coming to the UK. It's a completely different scenario here. We're equal. In fact, when either of us make a decision, you know, if he makes a business decision or something like that, he won't do it without consulting me. So, and I will do the same. I wouldn't do something like that without consulting him. So we do respect each other's opinions, and we know that what we do and what we choose to do could have an impact on the other. So we just have to run it past them to make sure that they haven't got a problem with it. And if they have, then we can try and sort it out. So that's really my take. And I do think, you know, it's a good thing. It's a shame that we do need International Women's Day, as someone else said. But, you know, women, we've still got a long way to go, really. I mean, don't get me wrong, things have changed dramatically over the years, obviously, from the times of the suffragettes, etc. But we've still got a long, long way to go. But we just have to keep fighting our corner. And if people ask why we fight, it's because we have to. Why we defend what we've got? Well, because we had to fight for it, and we're not going to let it be taken away from us. And it doesn't mean to say that I'm going to go and burn my bra or anything like that. Not at all. It just means that I feel that we need to stand up for our rights and be counted, and we are equal. You know, we should... Women... These animals are a pain in the arse sometimes. And women should be given, you know, equal pay. It's ludicrous in this day and age that for a man and woman doing exactly the same job, a man could get paid more and does. It's just totally, totally wrong. Anyway, I may be back. I don't know how many minutes I've done on this. Orient Blue Python, 61% battery power. That's not what I wanted to know. 28 minutes and 22 seconds. Okay, well, I don't know that I'm going to come back because I'm just going to be talking rubbish, but I probably won't come back to this. I'm not saying I won't do another boo, but I probably won't come back to the same one. And I don't think I'm going to do another marching on one. But I might just go into the garden and have a look at my plants as part of marching on, because I'm a bit worried about them. They've been a bit neglected, and I'm sure my geraniums, I didn't bring them in, which I actually intended to do. But round about the time that I should have been thinking about it, like in November, I was quite unwell for about 3 weeks with different things, and I completely forgot about watering plants and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised to see the whole lot dead. It's a little bit breezy. Now, Lammy's come out here with me. I'm just going to quickly look. Well, this is my curry plant, is looking well. The geraniums, I'm not sure that they are dead, actually. I don't think they are. They don't look like it. Now let's have a look at my lavender plant. That's okay. Where's my tree? I've got a little sumac tree and I can't find that. Where's my sumac tree gone? Doesn't look like it's here. Oh, is this it? Is it right at the back? One pot. Oh, here it is. No, that's just... I think that's a weed growing in that, to grow up with the geraniums. That's just a stick. But I think I can feel where the buds are going to come on it. That's just a stick. I think it's raining. Spitting, drizzling. Well, they're all looking okay. I thought they'd all be dead. Pinky's gone out there now. Your door's not open, Pink. I'm just going to wait for Lammy to come in now. Chilly out there, really, but... Hello, Niall. Yes, I know you want your dinner, but I've got other things to do. I'm going to go make a cup of tea. And then I'm going to take my tea upstairs. Yes, I've got so much recycling to put out. I did it the night before last, but... Oh, I've got a little corner where I put it all, and it's absolutely chock-a-block. Stacked nicely, though. Where's this dog? Why is he not coming in? And the cat? No. Pinky, you coming in? Pink? Once I go upstairs, you're going to be stuck out here. She'll be standing up at the patio door. She stretches right up like she's trying to reach the handle. And going, meow! And you can't really hear her from the other side. Certainly not from upstairs. You can just... If you can see her mouth moving... just going to make a cup of tea. I think I'm going to have chamomile. So I better wash my hands after touching them plants. Not that they're poisonous, but you don't have to have them snails and stuff on them. Which wouldn't be very pleasant. Yeah, there's some big, it's about 6 inches tall plant growing on in the pots, and that's not anything I've put there, as far as I can remember. Next door cut down all my buddleia because they thought it's theirs, because they moved in at the end of March last year. We had this big buddleia all the way down, like it's a 50 foot drive between me and them, but when the council put in a handrail, they had to put it this side of the border just because of the way it is. So the border now falls in their garden and they think it's theirs, but it's really not. However, I'm going to let them think it is now because they can keep it under control. But as soon as they cut down all my buddleia, I wasn't very happy at the time, because some of it was right outside my front door and they can't possibly have thought that was theirs. My mum said she might have some in a pot for me that I can have out the back. Doing it every 3. When I had a blood test, they said that my hemoglobin level had gone up to 11.7. Well, they don't like it to go above 11. Mine usually hovers around 9, which when it gets that low, you can feel really tired and very weak, like your arms ache when you put them up in the air and stuff. But so I decided I was going to do it, because even doing it every 3 weeks was making it go above what it should, so I decided I was going to do it, and I told them once a month. But actually, I didn't do it last week, it was due last Monday, so it's actually been 5 weeks. I don't want to start feeling ill, so I did it today. But the only reason I'm telling you is because it was one of my marching on things that I wanted to try and do it things like this regularly and not give week delays and all that. But anyway, I've done it now, so it's not due to the 6th of April. But I scratched myself. It doesn't hurt, but I've never made a scratch on my leg. It doesn't go into a vein, it just goes into the skin on your top of your leg, or you can do it into your abdomen. But I've already got stuff going on there with my dialysis, and I leave the poor thing alone. So I do it in my leg. I always do it in my left leg, the left thigh, the front of it. Come on! That's both of them in. Leave her alone, he's chased her in. He's happy. He's done a number 2. That's Lammy the poodle. He runs around the house like a lunatic. That wasn't him barking, though, that was Niall. Then I've made a scratch, which I've never done. I didn't feel it, but I must have... The needle, they come in preloaded syringes, which means that obviously you don't have to put the needle into the syringe. They did go over to using, because the NHS reviews their contracts every year with different things, and they go for the cheapest options usually, or the most cost effective. And they did change everybody over to a different one where you had to load the needle yourself. And I told them I'm not happy doing that. I may have been able to do it, I don't know, but I didn't really fancy it. So they said, well, you could get, you know, the doctors could store a certain amount and you could go to your GP. And I said, no, I don't want to have to do that. I mean, it's taken away part of my independence. And I felt very strongly about it. I know I have to have the resources to get there. If I'm not feeling up to it, that means a taxi £5 each way, plus an appointment with someone, that all costs money. So at the end of the day, they're not saving anything on it. So they actually put me onto a different one. It wasn't the one that I was on before. It's a different one, it's more like the one they're putting everyone else onto. Only you don't have to do the needles yourself. They all come preloaded. And Obi wasn't happy. He doesn't like dealing with needles. He wouldn't want to do it either, because I did ask him. Again, I wouldn't have been happy with it either, because I feel like it's something I can do myself, and I've been doing it myself. I mean, if I hadn't ever done it myself, then maybe I would have gone to the GP and had it done. But seeing as it's like a step backwards, I won't do that unless I really have to. So they put me on this other one, which a lot of people are on. And so, you take it out of the... It's only like a little, like a moulded plastic thing, like you get a new toothbrush in, you peel off the back. You get the syringe in your hand, it's got a plastic cap, you just pull it off, which exposes the needle, and then you just like get a pinch of your leg, you know, like you get a pinch of skin, and you hold it between your like middle finger and thumb, or whatever, your thumb and forefinger. And then you just insert the needle into it, and you have to push it in. I have a tendency not to push it in far enough before I start to release it. You have to push it in so far that there's no needle showing at all. You know, it's up to the hilt, if you like. And then you just push down on the top of the syringe, and it's on a spring. It's spring-loaded. You can do it slowly, but I just tend to do it quick. That's done. Sometimes if you do it too quickly, it leaves a lump in the skin because the fluid gathers under the skin, but it doesn't matter because it will absorb into your body. And it's got a slow release process, which means it's in your system for 2 weeks. But I've scratched myself. I didn't feel myself get a scratch, but I can feel it with my finger, you know, just which I've never had before. I must have slid it when I put it in somehow. Anyway, at least that's done. And tomorrow I've got a hospital appointment. I'm seeing two different people at 3 and 4. And I hope it doesn't get cancelled, because last week they cancelled on me. I'd cancelled it the week before because I forgot to book the transport before that because I wasn't feeling very well. It's had a history of cancellation. Once I actually went for it, and then the woman... She had engaged on her door, and she didn't come out to see if I was there. And people said that they can't knock on her door if it's engaged, because they can't interrupt, they're not allowed to. So she was waiting. She was dealing with phone calls and thinking that someone would ring her when I was there. But they didn't, because I'd already booked in and seen someone else, had another appointment. So there was no reason why reception would ring her and tell her I'm there, because she wasn't the first person I was seeing, and she knew that. So I got fed up with waiting after like 40 minutes, and I went off, and then she rang me. I was already waiting to go home, and she said she was really sorry. And so it's had a history of disaster, so we'll see if it actually happens tomorrow. It really needs to, because there's stuff I need to sort out. So part of me is dreading it. I'm not really looking forward to it, actually, but I'll be glad when it's over, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough, so I'm going to upload this, and I'll speak to you all on day 10 of marching on. Probably be from the hospital.
Time remaining. 16 minutes. Pause recording.